Almost everything we eat has some kind of date on it, but how much attention do we really pay to the expiry?
Yeah, sell-by date or use-by date. Those are the two that I guided by.
Going with your gut on some things and using them even if they're past their date.
If it's rotten, it's rotten. You throw it away. If it looks okay, it's not mouldy, then I eat it.
But if it says use-by, I will use it. And then if it's, you know, if it smells funny, I throw it away.
The government's trying to stop people wasting so much food by making the labels on packaging less confusing. So, out with the words sell by and display until. Instead, the new guidelines will suggest manufacturers stick with use by or best before. It's estimated that UK households throw away 8.3 million tonnes of food and drink every year, and campaigners say that 60% of that could be avoided, saving families up to £50 a month.
So we want to simplify this so that you can see when a food should be used by for food safety reasons, if it's perishable, something like soft cheese or smoked fish. And then we want best before as an alternative for foods that simply deteriorate in quality.
The People's Supermarket in central London was founded on the belief that many shops waste too much food. It even has its own kitchen to cook anything that's getting old to make sure it's not wasted. And they try, where possible, to avoid showing any dates on food.
Now we're so conditioned to, as consumers, to think about dates, numbers and so on. To take out display-by dates and sell-by dates, which are there only for the supermarket's benefit, is going to do wonders, I think, for the amount of food that gets chucked away.
And as the cost of living keeps on rising, the savings too might be incentive enough to look beyond the date on the packaging. Harriet Prest, Sky News, Central London.